Hey everyone, Asher Blake here, coming at you live from the Uncertain World Resiliency Studio. You know, life can feel a lot like that wobbly roller coaster, ups, downs, loop-de-loops. Sometimes you even question why you got on in the first place. But the thing about roller coasters is, they're way more fun when you embrace the ride. And today, we're tackling a fear that keeps a lot of us stuck at the station. The fear of failure. Now, let's be real, failure sucks. It stings, it can make you question everything, and sometimes it feels like you just want to crawl under a blanket and never come out. But guess what? Failure is an unavoidable part of life. It's in the DNA of growth, learning, and becoming a more resilient human being. Think about your favorite superheroes. They didn't get their capes overnight. They had epic fails, embarrassing moments, and probably tripped over their own feet a few times before mastering those epic moves. So, how do we navigate this fear? How do we turn those what-ifs into bring it on? Here are five key takeaways to help you conquer the beast. First, reframe your thinking. Instead of seeing failure as a dead end, think of it as a detour. It's not about avoiding mistakes, it's about learning from them. You know that saying, failure is an opportunity to begin again, this time more intelligently? That's gold. Each misstep provides valuable intel. What worked? What didn't? How can you adjust your approach next time? Remember, even those super successful people we admire had their share of flops. Second, set realistic expectations. We live in a world obsessed with perfection, but let's be honest, it's a myth. Striving for excellence is great, but don't set yourself up for disappointment by aiming for the impossible. Celebrate small victories, acknowledge your progress, and remember that growth takes time. Third, take calculated risks. Ever feel like you're stuck in a rut? You know that feeling when you crave something new, something exciting, but fear holds you back. Well, guess what? Stepping outside your comfort zone, even if it seems scary, is essential for growth and learning. It's like trying a new flavor of ice cream. You might surprise yourself with how much you love it. Fourth, build a support system. You know that saying, it takes a village? Well, it's true. Surround yourself with people who lift you up, encourage you, and believe in your abilities. Share your fears, ask for advice, and celebrate each other's successes. Remember, we're all in this together. And lastly, practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself, even when things don't go as planned. Treat yourself with the same understanding and support you would offer a good friend. Acknowledge your efforts, learn from your mistakes, and keep moving forward. Let me tell you about Sarah. She's an amazing artist, but she always felt paralyzed by fear of putting her work out there. She thought, what if people hate it? What if I'm not good enough? So, she stayed hidden, working in secret, her talent buried like a precious gem waiting to be unearthed. One day, she decided to take a leap. She entered an art competition. She was terrified, but she knew deep down that she had something special to share. She put her heart and soul into her piece, and while it didn't win the top prize, it got noticed. People loved her unique style, her creativity, and her boldness for putting herself out there. Sarah realized that even if she hadn't won, she'd gained something invaluable. The courage to step outside her comfort zone and share her gift with the world. She learned that sometimes, the greatest reward is not winning but taking the risk in the first place. So, remember, the fear of failure is real, it's human. But it doesn't have to define you. Reframe your thinking, set realistic goals, take calculated risks, build a support system, and above all, practice self-compassion. You are capable of amazing things. Don't let fear hold you back from living your best life. Now go out there, embrace the ride, and make me proud. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who could use a little dose of resilience inspiration. And hey, if you enjoyed it, leave a review. It helps other people find this podcast and join the conversation. Until next time, stay resilient, my friends.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.